Welcome to this podcast about Saw Glacier and Icy Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Saw Glacier flows about 8 miles southeast from the northeastern flank of the Robinson Mountains and terminates in Saw Fjord on the western shore of Icy Bay, some 147 miles east-southeast of Cordova and 75 miles northwest of Yakutat, Alaska. Its name derives from the northern Tlingit word for hair seal. The Robinson Mountains themselves commemorate Lieutenant Leonidas L. Robinson of the U.S. Revenue Cutter Service, who drowned while landing at Icy Bay in 1891 while serving on the USRC Bear. The geologist Israel C. Russell named the range in his honor that same year. At the start of the 20th century, Icy Bay was filled by a tidewater glacier that calved directly into the Gulf of Alaska, leaving the coastline nearly straight. A century of retreat has since opened a multi-armed bay more than 30 miles long. The original glacier split into three, Yahtse, Tsaw, and Geo glaciers, all within Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve. Tidewater glaciers terminate in the ocean either at a grounded terminus or as a floating ice tongue. Over the tidewater glacier cycle, a glacier advances slowly for centuries until thinning near its terminus triggers a rapid retreat, which unfolds within decades and stabilizes once the glacier reaches shallow water. Climate change can initiate this retreat, but once underway, the process is only weakly influenced by climate. Glacier geometry instead becomes the primary driver of ice flow. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.